you know, in the case of professors hating successful white men, that's just too broad. There's no question that there's resentment or there's bias against them. And so forth. I don't think these guys were hated before these charges were mounted. It was when the charges were leveled that the professoriate got into gear at Duke University. In fact, there's a great piece at blackandright.com by Bob Parks, who is black, and he talks about the circumstances involving the community the faculty. He said, remember the college faculty members who indicted an entire gender just to pacify the shrill squealings of campus feminists. They're cowed by women. These are the kind of guys that feminists consider real men. Men that you can keep under your thumb, that you can cow, and that will do anything to keep women happy in this regard. Feminist in terms of ideologically happy. The next time any liberal tells you that Republicans play the race card and bring up Willie Horton, please remind them of a Democrat DA named Mike Nifong, who was willing to send innocent college students to jail for decades just so he could use his black constituents to get reelected. And then you have the college faculty members, and they're ignorant and they're naive, and they run around as the smartest people in the world. But first and foremost, my friends, there's something very simple to learn from this. They're liberals. And that explains this.